Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Not all that glitters is gold. Half the story has never been told.
Because righteousness governs the world.
Come take a musical journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the ghettos of Kingston. A heartbreaking overdose. A disturbing discovery. The last chance to redeem a stolen legacy.
Broadcasting live and direct from the rolling red hills on the outskirts of Kingston, Jamaica. From a magical place at the intersection of words, sound, and power. The red light is on. Your dial is set. The frequency in tune to the Rootsland podcast. Stories that are music to your ears.
In the reggae anthem Get Up, Stand Up, the Wailers sing, "Not all that glitters is gold. Half the story has never been told." My friend Brian always dreamed he could make the world a better place. Maybe by me telling his story, he still can.
Consequence Podcast Network presents Rootsland, Season 1, Reggae Junkie Joe.
Whole barrage of righteous people out there.
Because sometimes the story is the best song.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, and then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. As usual, thank you so much for checking out this episode, making your way to this series. Please do hit the subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. I put out 3 new interviews every single week, brand new in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, know what's happening out in the music world, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, Podchaser, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you like to get your podcast from. Kyle Meredith with. That's me. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today I'm going to be talking with Ricky Warwick, the Thin Lizzy and Blackstar Riders frontman, to talk about his new solo record, When Life Was Hard and Fast. It's a record that finds him sort of looking back through parts of it, taking some stock of the past. And he's also invited some other famous friends along. Def Leppard's Joe Elliott's on here, Guns N' Roses keyboardist Ricky Reed. It's also a family affair. I think his daughter makes an appearance. So we're going to talk about all of that, the loss of mystery with rock musicians, and carrying Thin Lizzy's legacy forward. Now, there's also a bonus disc of covers on this record, so I want to hear about how that whole process came along, and specifically what finds him covering the Britney Spears classic Baby One More Time. So let's get into this and talk about this album, When Life Was Hard and Fast. It's Kyle Meredith with Ricky Warwick.
Hi, Kyle. How you doing?
I'm great, man. It's good to talk to you. Congratulations on this record, When Life Was Hard and Fast. What a fun listen.
Oh, man, thank you. Appreciate that. I'm glad you're digging it.
It's got a lot of interesting points on it. I wondered, especially first you see the title and then you get into songs, is this record a bit of you taking stock of the past? Is that the image I'm getting? Is that correct?
I think a little bit. Certainly on the title track and the album title, When Life Was Hard and Fast, that song's definitely about growing up in Northern Ireland in Belfast, you know, when I was a kid and my hopes and my dreams and sort of aspirations and, you know, what a little bit of what life was like back then, but also with one eye on the future.
So what is different this time? Because it's been a few years since you've done this solo life. I mean, was there a specific part of your story that you did want to tell throughout this album?
No, I mean, I'm just really busy with the other bands that I'm involved in, Blackstar Riders and Thin Lizzy, and just having to work the solo stuff around that. The songs have actually been written for quite some time, so I was really just waiting for that opportunity to get some downtime and get into the studio and start recording, which presented itself in 2019 when we actually got into work on the solo record. But the songs have been brewing for a few years. You know, I write all the time. I'm Kyle, so there's always something on the go, and it's really just a point of going, okay, what have I got? Let me look at the 20, 30 ideas I've got. What are the 10 or 11 that's going to really work on this record? I was just getting to that point.
It is interesting seeing the output, because considering, you know, the amount of tracks on this one, the amount of tracks that you're doing with Blackstar Riders and everything, I mean, it seems like it is pretty nonstop for you to be a writer. Is the pen always close at hand, the proverbial pen?
Very much so. It's the best form of therapy for me out there. You know, and lyrically, it's a way of getting my innermost thoughts out. It's a diary for me, and you know, I'm happy to share it with the world. And I think I say things better putting them down on paper sometimes than I do trying to explain myself, verbally. So, it's a form of therapy. I love to write. I'll try and write every day. It's something that really inspires me. It's very much just part of who I am.
You also have, some fun friends coming along. Of course, your buddy Joe Elliott's on here. You got Dizzy Reed from GNR. I think your daughter's here too. How did you choose who was going to be on the record? I mean, was that any process, or was it who was around?
No, you know, usually what happens, Kyle, is that we finish the song and then I kind of go, oh man, it'd be great if I could, you know, get Joe Elliott to sing some BVs on that, or wouldn't it be cool if we get Dizzy to come down to the studio and play some keyboards on that one? And that's really where it begins. And I'm just very blessed that, you know, I know these guys. They're friendships that I've been forged in rock and roll over 30 years. I've worked with them on some of their albums, and, you know, obviously vice versa. And it's just a question of them picking up the phone or sending the email going, hey, you know, really honored if you could sing or play on this track. And thankfully, everybody came back and said yes. But, you know, they're just people I admire. They're friends first and foremost. But at the end of the day, I'm a huge fan of what these guys do musically.
It's a nice Rolodex to have. You're a very rich man in that sense. And there's a line on here that, of course, really sticks out too. I mean, rock and roll ain't dead. It's just lost its mystery, which I find a very important sentiment these days. It's something I think about, but I don't want to presume anything. Tell me what was on your mind with that one.
What was on my mind was the internet and social media has brought us many good things. Obviously, you know, we'd have been lost without it during this pandemic, because just staying in touch with friends and family to godsend, and it makes, you know, certain things easier. You can now not be in the same studio with somebody and they can record the part, and I'm all for that, send it to you. But also, I think, you know, we're all looking at a screen 24/7 now. Our rock and rollers are so accessible. You know what you can find out what they had for breakfast that morning and even see a picture of it. And to me, that's kind of ruining it a little bit, because when I was a kid, you know, the rock stars were always mysterious. You only saw them when they were on TV shows, or you only read about them in magazines, and then, you know, you would buy the magazine to see what clothes they were wearing or how they looked, because you might not have seen a picture of them for a few months. And that whole mystery part of it, I really, really loved, you know, because these people, when I was a kid, they were untouchable. They were aliens. They were from another planet. You know, how do they look like that? Why do they sound like that? How can I get into that, you know, into that kind of, you know, closed groove that they've all got going on? I think that, sadly, with the internet, just has gone now, because we just know everything about everybody all the time.
And as someone, I mean, obviously here you are working your own stuff in present day and finding the means to do that, but you're also carrying a legacy when we talk about, you know, Thin Lizzy, something like that, who
sure.
is a band who has a lot of that mystery. Do you have to keep that in mind when you think about how to carry that legacy forward?
I think you do. I think with the enormity and the impact that Thin Lizzy have had on rock and roll, and certainly what they meant to me as a kid growing up in again in Ireland, their soundtrack of my youth and my favorite band of all time, and Phil Lynott's probably, well, not probably, he is my favorite lyricist and frontman. I'm very aware of the enormity of all that and what the band means to so many people. And it's just trying to give that the respect and honor and humility that it deserves every time I get the chance to sing those wonderful songs.
And you do them well. You really do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah. There's a second side, of course, to this solo record, When Life Was Hard and Fast, and that's the Stairwell Troubadour side of it, which is a covers album. What was the idea behind that one? How did that come about?
I mean, that was one of those sort of happy accidents that, you know, that really came about. I was doing my previous solo album, which came out in 2016. I was doing some, you know, some VIP stuff with the fans, and for part of buying into the VIP stuff, I would do like a song from acoustic song sort of every other week from the stairwell in my house as a way of a thank you. And these seem to go over really, really well. And my manager was like, you know, you should just go in and record these. We should give them away as part of the VIP package. So that's what happened. And, you know, I kind of didn't really think anything about it. And going on to One Life Is Hard and Fast, the record label was like, hey, you got any like demos or extra songs we could put on as a bonus disc? My manager just goes, yeah. He says, you've got the Stairwell Troubadour. It was only ever released, you know, very small limited edition. Why don't we give that away as a bonus disc? And I was like, okay, sounds good. So that's how that came about.
I love seeing some of this stuff. I mean, you've got one of my favorite Ramones songs on there with I Don't Want to Grow Up. The Bottle Rockets, which does not get enough love. There's an obvious one I'm sure people ask about. Did you have to approach Hit Me Baby One More Time differently than the others?
You mean Oops, I Did It Again?
No, that's right. My bad.
That was the Britney song I did. Yeah. No, it's okay. You know, at the time, my daughter was a real big fan of that song, and she was singing it a lot. And, you know, I would, you know, play it to her on the guitar, and I was just like, hang on a minute, you know, this actually sounds pretty good, just stripped down, played on the acoustic guitar. Why not have some fun with this? And that was the whole idea. I think people don't expect this tattooed Irish rock and roller to be, you know, playing a Britney Spears song. So I thought the irony in that was kind of funny. And, but we went up. I think, you know, again, kind of good song is a good song. If you strip it down and it works at the most fundamental level of just the voice and the acoustic guitar, it's a good song, whether that's a Britney Spears song or whether that's an Eddie Cochran song. To me, it's just good rock pop music. And I'm actually a fan of that song. I'm happy to admit it. I think it's a well-crafted, well-written pop song.
Absolutely. And you do it justice. That's certain.
Thank you.
I don't know what the future holds, and I apologize. I don't even know your relationship, but I noticed Damon Johnson also has a solo record. Is there any chance for a team-up tour at some point?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously Damon and I were both in Black Star Riders together, and Damon left a couple of years ago to work on his solo stuff, and we're still great friends. We've done a lot of touring together as Warwick Johnson over in Europe. We've done where we'll go out acoustically and play for 2 hours, just some of his songs, some of mine, a few cover versions, some Black Star Riders, some Lizzy, and it's always a lot of fun. But just with our schedules right now and busy doing what we're doing, I can't really see that happening, because when we do start touring, obviously I'll be want to do some shows to promote my own record. Then Black Star Riders are gearing up to get busy again, and I'm sure there'll be some Thin Lizzy shows down the line. So really, sadly, I don't think there's going to be the time to do some more Warwick Johnson stuff in minute.
Well, in the meantime, when life was hard and fast, again, what a great record. Congratulations on this, Ricky, and thanks for taking the time to talk about it.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on.
My thanks to Ricky Warwick. Again, the new solo record is called When Life Was Hard and Fast. Thanks to you for checking out this episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. Again, three new interviews every single week to keep you up to date on all of your favorite artists. It's Spotify, iTunes, and Apple Podcast, Acast, Podchaser, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you like to get your podcasts from. Just subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all three of them, at Kyle Meredith. I'm also over on TikTok at KyleMeredith81. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris. The list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.